brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Kurt Nemo's got new articles up at Infowars.com. Obama, own a gun, you're a racist. White House said to ignore Piers Morgan petition. The Bill of Rights is not negotiable. Share this urgent declaration. Mike Adams, great article. Piers Morgan, time for an amendment to the Bible. See, they're going to take everything, folks. They want to just get you used to that. They're not going to just take your guns. They're going to tell you your kids are going to take shots. They're going to get abortions, how big your house can be, and so you can pay more taxes. Firearm confiscation plan announced for America. Very important report I did. I haven't even gotten to this. If you're on this list, you may be in grave danger. They're now putting out list of where gun owners live so that people can rob you. And again, this is the media terrorizing gun owners like you're a sex offender. And I like the fact that internet folks have gone and gotten the newspaper or where all they live and have put out a file on them, and they're all freaking out. Let me tell you something. You did something like that to me, I'm going to sue you for harassment. And I don't care if you even defeat the lawsuit. I'm going to make you pay. Folks, you either get aggressive with these people or they're going to eat our lunch. These murdering terrorists think that they're smarter than us, these anti-gunners. They think they're smarter than us, and they know how to play us off against each other. These people are not liberals. The number one thing you can learn, if you know anything, I know most of you already know this, is that the brain bugs of these people, you know, the higher level ones, and I've been around them, I've read their writings, they see their followers as useless, ugly idiots who they just want to set up a big government so they can euthanize them. They revel in controlling others. You know, a powerful person can't stand having to control others. Even if you're the boss and got to get things done, you get sick and tired of it. It's not fun to tell people what to do. I know one thing, my ego sure doesn't need it. Because I'm confident, and I am smart, and I'm an artist, and I have passion, and I have love, and I have a sense of justice. These people are the opposite. These are sniveling sacks of crap. Who never could create anything in their lives except join a corrupt, predatory gang of government or corrupt corporations that get corporate welfare to suck off the rest of us. And they're the bane of human existence. They are parasites. Just like a tick, just like any other piece of filth. And they have this demonic, craven, murderous criminal energy about them. But they themselves are lusting after power because they are inherently ugly, weak, stupid, and filthy. And they project their self-loathing. They're smart enough to realize they're just filth. They come from lines of filth, lines of weakness, lines of miscreant trash, cretinous, degenerate vipers. Like their father, the devil. And they see you and they want to pull you down. One thing collectivists love is running the arts. They love making artists and performers and playwrights come and kiss festoon their rumpuses with kisses. They love it. It's their whole world is about playing God. And I mean, I would never want to look in my neighbor's mailbox and know what they were doing. I never want to look in my neighbor's bedroom. Oh, these people, that's what it's all about. They love the little outfits and the little signets of power and the crowns and all the rest of it. They are a group of Skeksy-like peacocks, and they will fail. Humanity will defeat them. They will fall. Their technocracy will not be their greatest victory. It will be their greatest defeat.
This-
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are live. It is Thursday, the 27th day of December, 2012. We're about to end this year and enter 2013. If you just joined us, I'm going to give the number out in a moment for active duty military, especially military police and police in the U.S. It's public. I covered it last hour. Homeland Security preparing the Pentagon for war with conservatives, gun owners, libertarians. I covered it in the New York Times, Associated Press. This is not a rumor. And people say, well, how will they start that war? The plan is to pass draconian gun laws that make you turn in all your semi-auto, handgun, and rifles. That's now being announced. It's getting almost no attention. The members of the president's task force, Senator Feinstein, Governor Cuomo, they're all saying, we're going to make you turn your guns in. I covered it last hour. And it's like, oh, well, that's just how it is. Meanwhile, you've got the suspicious Batman shooting and then the Connecticut shooting where the people look like mind control victims out of a Hollywood movie, both getting their guns illegally. And you've got the Hammer killer getting his gun illegally, stealing it that he used to shoot the firefighters. Now it turns out that guy was a Satanist. So because drug heads and Satanists are out doing bad things, statistically less dangerous than falling in your shower, we're supposed to turn in our guns. Government has always planned to go after our guns. The same globalists have taken guns in every other country but our nation and Switzerland. And they're now coming for them with the exact same program. Oh, there was a school shooting. We're just going to register them and ban some. And then they ban them all. They have dropped the hammer. That's why Cerberus, the biggest gun manufacturer, they produce 81% of guns in the U.S. They're saying they might not even sell. They may just completely go get rid of it. One of the few industries we had left. You've got the gun shows on TV being canceled everywhere. But don't worry, Hollywood violence and race baiting, that's going to be intensified. You can see them dropping the hammer. And they know out of 170 to 180 million gun owners, some numbers are 150. It's a lot higher than that. If 1% refuse to turn their guns in, that's 1,500,000 terrorists. And you see it in the news. CNN, MSNBC, gun owners are racist. Gun owners are terrorists. Gun owners are killers. Here's a Washington blog story at Infowars.com. We can punch this up for TV viewers. The FBI will apply the term terrorist to any group it dislikes, and then links to mainstream news about how they're shifting over to gun owners and conservatives. Remember that? The last 4 years where they said gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, they are the terrorists. Remember the New York Times, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Shows the Explorer Scouts 3 years ago, training to take on disgruntled vets that wouldn't do what? Turn their guns in, complete with dozens of color photos of the Iraq war vets being killed by the DHS Jugend. History repeating itself. People didn't think that was real at the time. Now it's completely widespread. Ladies and gentlemen, we have footage in Police State 2000 of scouts training. Go watch it. It's free online to go in their parents' houses and tell the Army what guns mommy and daddy have. Is daddy telling the truth? Is this all the guns? The Marines in America training for this. That's why the military is waking up, because by and large, they're good men and women. And they know they're violating their oath, even training to do this. So I want to give the number out and then go over some of these headlines and then go to your calls. It's official. Senate.gov. I covered it last hour. I'm going to go back over some of it here in a moment. Dianne Feinstein says gun owners will have to be fingerprinted and nationally registered. It'll be like a level 3 firearms deal for basically all gun owners, where they'll have to approve, they'll have to bring your guns in and register them, and they'll decide. And she says that's part of protecting your right to own guns. Let me go back over some of these headlines here for you, okay? Sikh shooting ties into DHS veterans or terrorist narrative. Fox News, Democratic rep, the real enemy is the Tea Party. Forbes, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. That's now their number one enemy, is the Tea Party. They openly train at West Point and at the ROTCs all over the country. Just look it up. To take on who? I've been to the drills, folks, before this was ever in the news. Everybody wears overalls and John Deere hats. It looks like my farming family. I've been to the drills, folks. I mean, John Deere hats. They practice mowing you down. Army colonel ignites firestorm with article on crushing Tea Party insurgency. Examiner. The Hill. House Dem. Tea Party is the real enemy. Feinstein and Como admit planning Australian-style forced government gun buyback. Boom. That's now in Town Hall, Fox News, you name it. Oh, 5 days after Kurt Nemo's article, New York governor gun confiscation and forced buyback an option. Boom. Here's Feinstein's letter. Stopping the spread of deadly assault weapons. She says, to protect legitimate hunters and the rights of existing gun owners, it's like saying, to protect your life, we hit you in the head 55 times with a hammer. And it goes on to say, you will, to keep your firearms that are grandfathered, you will have to go into the ATF to implement registration. And it says, dedicated ATF implement registration of those with grandfathered 900 band firearms, positive identification, including photograph and fingerprint, certification from local law enforcement of identity, and the possession would not violate state or local law. So this is how New York did it 50 years ago. They said, oh, you can still have a gun, just come get a permit. Then they charge a lot of money, then they quit giving the permits. There you go. This is what the president's getting ready to do. And then meanwhile, The general public isn't even aware of this. Napolitano stands by controversial report saying returning veterans are the number one terror threat. Washington Times. I'm showing you articles. Alert. DHS rounding up veterans, throwing them in mental institutions for simply criticizing Obama. Infowars.com. Okay. And you're like, well, this will cause a civil war. I mean, if they try to do what they've done in New York and Connecticut and Illinois, where they say, okay, come register your guns, you got to get a yearly FOID card retroactively, and everybody pretty much went and complied, and then the minute you're in the hospital, that's who they usually hit. Like I mentioned last hour, it's in the Illinois News. They come, and they SWAT team your house and make a big deal about it on the news. They're going to do this, folks, and they're going to take your guns, and they're going to call you terrorists. They're already saying gun owners are the filth of the earth. Gun owners need to be killed. Gun owners are racist. I mean, it's all over the news. This is the demonization. This is so huge. And now all these House Republicans are coming out and senators saying they're going to support the reasonable gun ban. And you know what? They're like, you know what? You're not just going to not sell those anymore. we're going to ban most of them, and the others, you're going to come in and register. You're going to have a little visit with the police officers. They already know what gun you've got. They already know you're law-abiding. They know the gun's lower crime. They're getting ready to fully implode the economy and take your pension funds. And they know that when they take the pensions paid for by especially non-commissioned officers, they know those types that have been in 23, 25 years, they know the veterans are going to get mad. And that's fine, because they're going to kill you. They've already trained to take you on, okay? This is a criminal foreign banking takeover, mega banks combined with communists at the grassroots. U.S. Treasury raised federal employee pension funds to cover debts. See, it's already started. That's in Forbes, AP, Reuters, you name it. See, I told you all this was coming. How did I know? 7 years ago, they changed the federal law where they can take your pension funds, public or private. And they're coming. They're coming. You got it. They've done it in every other country. They're following an exact plan. How do I know what's coming next? They've done it before. But here, you know the real Crocodile Dundee? This was actually in Shotgun News more than 12, 13 years ago. I covered it. In fact, guys, Google, the real Crocodile Dundee was killed. He was a trapper. He took people on tours. They had already taken his semi-autos. They wanted his bolt actions. And they came out like hot shots with a SWAT team bragging they were going to kill him. And he fought back, killed a couple of them. They killed him. Did you know they actually attacked and killed over the decade after the gun ban in Australia? Over 1,000 Aussies. They murdered them. They would go to the forest swamp and kill, because it's hunting. They want to hunt gun owners. We are the most hated people, veterans, gun owners. The real Crocodile Dundee dies in police shootout. And that's out of what, the London Independent? Yep. There you go. Go read it for yourself. The rugged Australian rancher whose feats of survival in the outback inspired the movie character Crocodile Dundee was killed in a shootout. And let me tell you something. The globalists don't care how many cops die. They hate your guts, too. Okay, this is a criminal, illegitimate government that probably staged the shootings. These guys are always follow the same M.O. with illegal guns under doctor's care, one guy under a DARPA mind control program, the Batman shooter. I want to hear from police and military, active police, active military. I know they've hired a lot of Rambo-type cops that think their war against America is going to be fun. Well, I feel sorry for those idiots. You have no idea what you're about to be part of. And the plan is to get us to wipe each other out. Do the police and military agree? Are you not training to do this? It's admitted. It's all starting. Are you going to go after the American people and take their guns? Because here's the problem. 800-259-9231. Here's the rest of the story. Just like Katrina, we later learned most of the military refused to take guns. They didn't care. They showed units that would do it to acclimate everybody. Most military and police are going to refuse. They're not going to care. They're going to send special units in to commit atrocities against patriots. More Wacos trying to elicit a paramilitary asymmetrical counter-response, counter-revolution that they'll call a terrorist revolution. The terrorists are taking over. They're engaged in a revolution. They want to start the fight to call counter-revolutionaries, real Americans, the terrorists. 800-259-9231. See, that's the rest of the story here. And they're going to stage atrocities and blame it on the Patriots. 800-259-9231. Do you understand? We're on the edge right now. I want to talk to police and others straight ahead.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. We're going right to your calls. Again, I've only covered a few of the points. The government admits they're preparing for civil war, civil unrest, and the government is saying the veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists, conservatives, libertarians are the enemy. Remember just 4 years ago we got all these documents, people couldn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. Yeah, and you're a racist too, and we're going to arrest you. All they got to do is blow up some federal buildings. wire up some patsies, set some people up, tell somebody they're in a drill of attacking a police station. They kill the guys in the drill, say they're the terrorist. I mean, it's so easy how they do this. They use drills at schools, you name it, as the covers. We've caught them. That's been declassified before. Operation Gladio got rid of all the liberties in Europe, basically, from the 50s until the 80s, blowing up school buses and shooting up schools and stuff. That's how they took the guns in Italy, with staged school shootings. By the way, just type in government staged terror attacks with CIA, Italy. You'll get the Italian Supreme Court declassifying it all, 5 years ago. That was just one country where they did it. Yes, our government sent special forces in, and they'd bring a communist in, shoot him in the back of the head to blame him, and then have the special forces go out the back, shoot a bunch of kids. I mean, this is how they do it. That's why if anybody ever wants you to be part of a drill, even if you know everybody involved, there's always that chance it's going to be time to set you up. So you better know everybody there. They better be from your police department. If they come and tell you as a cop or as anybody else, hey, come as a citizen, come be part of our little drill we're going to do. It's an unannounced drill. Don't be part of it. All right, let's just stop right there. I got to go to your calls. We've got Sean in Iowa, who's a police officer. We've got Dave in Kentucky, who's Army. We've got Carl in North Carolina, who's Marine. John, who's U.S. Navy. We're going to get to all of you here. But here's the deal. You notice they talk about the states rebelling, and Obama will be the new Lincoln when the states revolt. And I'd see that 4 years ago and go, they're archetyping him as Lincoln and saying Lincoln brought in martial law and arrested hundreds of members of the media and dozens of Congress and governors. They're getting ready to try to bring in stuff so unpopular, the states revolt. And then sure enough, they're doing that. And it dovetails with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that predates Obama, 07. See, there's thousands of points. They really plan on finally conquering America by internal civil war. It's the only way America could be brought down. And they're really looking at doing it. These globalists are bold, folks. So if you believe they won't do it, they're going to do it. If you really freak out, and we should talk about solutions, because I'm risking my life doing this. I'm not doing this to lose. I want to beat these people. God. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, folks, I'm not saying this for hyperbole. This isn't just what I believe. It's what I know. I study history. I'm obsessed with it. This is guaranteed. Do you understand that they've initiated the program? The train is rolling down the track. We don't have long to put the brakes on this thing before it's point no return. All right, I'm going to shut up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231 for police and military. Let's talk to Sean in Iowa, who's a police officer. This is a short segment, and I'll get to everybody in the next segment. Sean, do you disagree with me? Do you agree? What are you being told?
No, I actually completely agree with you. And, I mean, people better wake up because it's coming. I read an article on stevequayle.com on the 25th, just the other day, with an interview with the Department of Homeland Security insider. Sent that to a couple cop buddies, took it as a grain of salt initially. My other buddy sent it to one of the patrol commanders, who then turns around and in turn tells him that he's got a buddy who used to be at DHS who was an assistant director. And he says, in that article, it's everything that he's being told, that they're coming to take guns, they're going to quiet all the squeaky wheel cops. It's intense.
Exactly. And of course, you're talking about Quayle is reporting on a Doug Hagman Northeast Intelligence Network report that I happen to have up at Infowars.com. I'm going to have this reposted right now to the front page. That here's the problem. This dovetails with everything that's open intelligence. Everything in this is already right in front of me in the news. See, when they start hiding something in plain view, what does that mean?
Well, they know that nobody reads the newspapers or even takes 5 minutes out of their day to surf through the internet and at least read headlines. I mean, it's there for you. It's free. It's information. People are more concerned with Dancing with the Stars, though, than...
I agree with you. I want you to stay there and come back with 2 more minutes. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, stay there. And then I promise I'll get to Dave and Carl and John, everybody else that's holding. But listen to me carefully. The officer got part of it. When they decloak, to use the Star Trek analogy of a Klingon bird of prey, that's when they're firing. They're going public with all this because they're dropping the hammer, folks. We'll be right back. Remember all those years we told you this was coming?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen news reports where CNN, you name it, will talk about where Obama's daughters are vacationing with the president, and they will shut down the CNN story. They'll be removed. The media on its own will go around and expunge it. We have a Facebook with 338,000 likes. That was a fan Facebook. We have dozens, over 1 million likes total. This was the biggest channel, and we can actually punch it up on screen at InfoWars.com. I want to show viewers first up there on my screen. And we sent out a video dealing with the fact that I haven't even gotten to yet. I'm going to go to your calls first, that David Gregory and others have armed guards for their children, but they're saying that you shouldn't have any armed guards or police at your school. And here it is. This feature is temporarily blocked. Our social network lady, Christy, came and showed this to us for a video I did on YouTube that they won't let us share. talking about how Obama and David Gregory have armed guards for their kids at school, but they say you shouldn't. They actually say you shouldn't. That's wrong. Just advertise the schools as a mass shooting ground. So they say we're blocked for 19 hours, that no one can like it, no one can get our stuff. And see, why should I even promote Facebook? Well, we've used it as a way to get the word out, but this is all part of the censorship that we're going into. It says you recently posted something that violates Facebook policies, so you're temporarily blocked from using the feature. Learn more. To keep from getting blocked again, please make sure you've read and understand Facebook's community standards. The last time this happened to us, they said, you know, you're not supposed to be political. That's not how you make friends. So not only does Facebook say they own your content and the head of it calls you dumb effers because you, quote, trust him, you're not allowed to talk bad about Lord Obama. See, these people are authoritarians. We need to get a report on this. Paul Watson needs to do one. This is a big deal because if you go through and learn more of why it happened, they are flagging our latest post that is the Obama video. And all we did was put up the headline, Obama's daughters go to school with 11 armed guards. Not allowed to have a video about that, which was a link to DrudgeReport.com covering it and Breitbart.com covering it and the Washington Post covering it. I shot a video last night at 11 o'clock at night. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to the police and others that are holding. I'm going to shut up. Sean, so you saw the Northeast Intelligence Network report about a high-level DHS person, and I've got my own sources, but I think Doug Hagman is a good source, you know, saying, hey, the hammer's getting dropped. They're coming after the guns. Well, that's in the news. They want to cause a civil war, and you put this up the chain, and again, repeat without me interrupting you exactly what you were told in your department.
Basically, one of the lieutenants, who's the ship commander, came back to us after I sent the email to a couple other officers. He just reiterated the fact that he goes, this is exactly everything that I've been told, and it's like my buddy was telling me that this is what's going to happen. I mean, it's something that I didn't already know. It's just a different form in an interview from an anonymous source. So to get it actually validated like that is pretty huge from his buddy who was, again, an assistant director at Homeland Security. So, and we get, we get DHS information all the time on things. And he was telling me yesterday, he goes upstairs to one of the captains, and he's just like, are you getting this stuff? Like, what the heck is this? What's going on here? And, yeah, I mean, I would say in our department, it's probably about 50-50 awake right now. A lot of guys, the whole gun-grabbing thing that's going on now with the magazine ammo shortage, nobody can get any guns, that's really got some people, that really grabbed them by the collar and shook them awake. So, you know, now it's kind of like, well, I've gone from being the crazy guy to, man, he's right. So
let me ask you this question. Because, again, these aren't liberals. Everything they do is military style. We'll never take your guns while admitting they want our guns. They play these mind games with people. There is no doubt they are preparing for a civil war, and they plan to use the police to start it. And, again, most police aren't going to go out and take people's guns. They don't care. They're going to have special units do it, these little federalized special event SWAT teams they set up to trigger it. And I just want the police to know, if they trick you guys into pulling off a couple of Wacos, it is going to be very bad. Because the globalists think they're smart. They are masters at playing us off against each other. I hope everybody gets this is a plan, and that Obama can then act as a savior and bring in a total gun ban out of what is about to happen. Because, again, all the scripting has never been about al-Qaeda that they run, which is now public. It's all about a civil war. So I hope police understand that this isn't a war that you're supposed to win or the people are supposed to win. They all see us in the same group. And I hope that message gets through to police right now. I hope police are smart enough to understand this is an unexecutable operation and it's illegal. Do you concur with that analysis, A, and B? What's the word on gun confiscations? I mean, if they tell you to do it, what are the police you talk to saying?
I do agree that you are correct, and I have personally asked a lot of people. I work in a larger department in the state, and a lot of us have come to the point, I mean, I'm talking like ship commanders, actual, like, people in charge, to where I said, hey, you know, we didn't think a lot of this other stuff was going to pass, but it did. So let's say they ban guns and we want to go take guns. Okay, what are we going to do? So I threw that hypothetical situation out there, and most of the people say, you know what, if it comes to that, I quit. I quit and I change sides. So, you know, I mean, the cops aren't, we're stuck in the rock and a hard place here because the order of society, because there are bad people out there who really want to hurt others. But then on the other hand, people, we are the most visible arm of the government. So people equate what happens through, say, the federal government to your local police department.
That's right. You're going to get the blame for all of this. And again, most of you are probably veterans. Again, they admit their enemy is the veterans because they know you're the people that know how to fight. And any authoritarian system gets rid of the current police group and intelligence group and enforcement security service group that was in previously. That's 101 from history. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling in today, sir. I don't know what to say at this point. I know it's reckless. I know it's crazy. Every indicator is they're going to go ahead with this. I want to tell the police something. Don't just quit. Speak out. Tell your unions to say no. Demand police chiefs that aren't traitors. Call your state house. Leak information. It's your right and duty. When you get Homeland Security reports demonizing gun owners and saying they're the new terrorists, it's your job to put that out. Through channels like InfoWars. We have show tips at InfoWars.com. Send it to us there. We'll vet it, and we'll put it out. We've got to fight this politically before it goes physical. The globalists are losing the political fight. It's like playing a card game, and somebody's winning fair and square, so somebody else starts a fight. We're winning politically fair and square, so they're cheating. I mean, it's real simple, and they want to get us. I know I keep saying it. Let's go to Dave in Kentucky. Dave, you're on the air. Your army listening on shortwave. Do you agree with what I've been saying? Do you disagree? Do you have points to add?
I do agree, Alex, and I think a few things need to be addressed. First off, I seem to there's a disturbing trend of apathy starting to develop in a lot of my active duty and former active duty buddies and stuff like that. Wide awake, they listen to your show. But the problem is, it gets to the point where, you know, like Sandy Hook happening, and then we're all saying to each other, look, they're going to do it again. Something else is going to happen. Wait for it. And now we got the firefighters being killed. And so it's at the point, it's like, okay, we can pretty much call the shots, just as Alex is calling the shots, but they're starting to get disheartened, like, what's the point, you know, because...
Okay, well, let me tell them the point. They're not planning just some socialist takeover like Europe. They already did their re-education with Hitler over there. They're planning a full takeover in America. I mean, I hope people get, folks, they're going to gut everything. They're going to raise taxes so high that you're going to live in a 250-square-foot box. They're going to tell you what to eat. They're going to make you take in inoculations. I hope people they plan a full collapse of America if they can get away with it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and shifting gears, back in the summer, I had a buddy who's in a National Guard company out on the East Coast, and they had a drill where they were conducting training over resettlement operations. And I vetted it myself just because I was able to get a hold of the PowerPoint presentation that they're using to teach it. So, I mean, back then, this was, you know, late in the summer, so it was, the pretext was, you know, say all hell breaks loose because of riots over the outcome of the election or anything like that. But
yeah, like I said, they used that as the cover for martial law drills last year. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean,
or this year.
I can definitely say that in talking to a lot of my buddies, both active duty and National Guard, they're training for it, not so much my unit, but it's real, and I just want to say out to all my military brothers out there, please don't lose heart. You know, it is important. You do matter, and just stay the course.
No, I hear you, but let me say this. You shouldn't get disheartened by having PowerPoints where it talks about locking down cities and taking guns. We have the PDF. I mean, it's official. By the way, if it's not classified, I believe it's only Is that classified, that PowerPoint?
No.
Yeah, well, you need to send that on our way because people need to actually see the maps. I mean, I've already been to urban warfare drills where I've already seen the proto development of it, but the, you know, the coordinating, the taking over the media, the power plant, then the block to block, then how to deal with the, because they, in the drills, they have the folks beg to be in the camp. That's to create the psychological illusion that what you're doing is good. I mean, it's all meant to just sell you on the idea. But people need to see this. But how is it demoralizing people to know that they're training to put Americans in FEMA camps? That should make people gung-ho to be getting the word out and resisting it. I don't understand. How does that demoralize us? That should get everybody geared up. We've got an enemy that's come in and taken over. They're illegitimate. We need to use this information against them. This information will destroy the enemy. That's why they want to get into a physical conflict now, because our info war is really hurting them.
Hello? There?
Yes, sir. Do you hear what I'm saying? I mean, do you agree? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree, and I'm on the same sheet of music as you. What I think, where the position these guys are coming from is they look at society and, you know, what the media is popularizing and things like that, and they think, you know, I'm fighting for this. I think they pay attention to the wrong things. They don't look at the whole picture. They don't look at the things that you guys are putting out. They just, too many of them pay attention to the mainstream too often.
No, sir, when I see yuppies acting arrogant, and I see the MTV bilge and the gangster rap, it makes me think, why am I fighting for America? Do you understand, if you read Soviet warfare manuals that were declassified in the 70s, I think it's one of them is called 40 Points for Soviet Infiltration. Can you guys find that? It's everything you see now. This is all done on purpose. I've talked to MTV executives, okay, who were there in the 90s when they were openly saying this in board meetings. The MTV isn't demoralizing on accident, sir. It's they know good people get hurt by this. And listen, that is cobra poison they're pumping into us. Have you seen Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers?
Absolutely, I have.
Okay, so you've seen when the King of Rohan is sitting there thinking he's old, he's under the spell with Wormer Grimewood or whatever his name is, whispering into his ear, but Gandalf breaks the spell, and the guy gets up and feels his strength.
Yes.
That's exactly what America's under. We are literally under a propaganda brainwashing spell. The general public is in a trance. It doesn't matter if they've got 55% of people sucking their thumbs thinking everything's funny. Those people don't count. They've never counted. 3%'s always what's counted. Do you understand? They're going to come, and they're coming after us. We don't have a choice. They know who we are. People say, I'm afraid to sign a petition. They'll come get me. They already know who you are. You're dead. They plan to put 50 million of us in re-education camps. That came out in the FBI files. The only hope's beating these people. They're not backing off. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't have any hope unless we get up and stomp them. Well, the only hope is going through these people. God bless you. I appreciate your call, and I know what you're saying. Let me tell you, don't watch the enemy propaganda. I have to watch it to analyze it, and it hurts me. I understand, but it's an enemy operation, and you cannot let them get you. Listen, let me tell you, this is a gamble by these people. This is a big gamble. Let's say they crush us in the first wave. Let's say they kill me, drag me off and torture me, roll me out as some brain-damaged robot. It doesn't matter. The people know the truth. God knows the truth. Listen, they can't defeat us unless we buy into their propaganda that we're defeated. We have the victory. They're scum. There's only a few thousand globalists. They operate in darkness. We operate in the light. We're going to win. John in California, U.S. Navy, what's your take on this?
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just called to talk to you about the mood amongst people here that I work with, active duty military, civilian, federal employees, and retired people. Ever since the shooting in Sandy, it's been everybody here that I work around has said, you know what, if we got to turn in our guns to stop killing these kids, then that's fine. And I just, you know, I can't believe it. You know, there's other military that call in and say, hey, they're not going to do this. But I'm on a base with, you know, there's like 30,000 people on this base every day. And everybody I come in contact with says, hey,
well,
you know what?
I'm not going to knock the Navy, but that's the Navy's history. I mean, the Navy comes out of martial law. And that's just the culture of the Navy, of a ship, of the captain being God. You know, that's what you expect. And you know what? That's let them lick down and crouch down and lick the hand that feeds them. May their chains sit lightly upon them. If they really think giving the guns up for 20 dead kids when thousands die every year in the bathtub, the globalists are savagely exploiting this, disgustingly, obviously. I mean, how brain numb are these people there in the Navy?
I don't know. You know, it just, you know, disgusts me, and you know, I can't believe it. And, you know, I'm the crazy guy at work, you know, who has InfoWars stickers on my car, but you know, people just, they think, you know what, we should give up our guns to you know, stop killing.
Yeah, well, you counter people like that going, oh, really? Why do these media people have armed guards? Why does the self-propelled stomach Michael Moore have like six armed guards at all times?
Right.
Why is crime, violent crime, dropping because of gun ownership? Anything else you want to add with that report, sir?
Yes. It was about 6 months ago. We had a meeting with enlisted people and, let's say, a high-ranking person here.
I want to hear this when we come back. Stay there. I want to hear it. Don't go.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Hurry, this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Facebook, and we're getting a screenshot of the image that they showed us that has been banned. We just got contacted by Mike Adams, who's going to be in studio with me tomorrow here And this is the image for TV viewers. I'm going to repost this to Infowars.com in an article that I'm going to have Paul Watson or Steve Watson do. Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act of depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. Mahatma Gandhi, an autobiography, page 446. You guys show a document cam shot of this? I want to show the viewers this, people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So Mike Adams put that out. I put out a video showing that David Gregory has armed guards for his kids at their private school while he's saying you shouldn't. And they said we're locked out of our Facebook. So, I mean, this is incredible censorship. You cannot quote Mahatma Gandhi. This is a big article. This is big news. People need to know that, I mean, it's on, folks. They're not going to let us defend ourselves. They're taking the gun shows off TV. Gun shows are already shutting down of their own accord. Companies aren't selling guns now, like Dick's Sporting Goods and others, cheaper than dirt, because the word's gone out. The New World Order is shutting down the guns, and Dianne Feinstein says she's working with the president to make you turn your guns in, or if you're lucky, just go give fingerprints and register your guns, which they always do before confiscation. And then they'll stage another shooting or let another shooting take place. It's so incredible how they do this. All right. I'm just totally upset right now. You better just get the word out about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all my films online and the Obama deception and everything else, because it's not going to be there much longer. They're going for broke. You know, the good news is I got a bunch of new affiliates, KYAH 540 AM, Delta, Utah. I want to plug this properly later. A WPIQ 92.7, Michigan. How do you pronounce that? Manistiqueq. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Manistiq, Michigan. WMEL 1300 AM, Melbourne, Cocoa Beach. KMJ 580 AM, Fresno, California, 50,000 watt. I think I've already plugged that one last week, but I got a couple more from last week I didn't plug. Can I have last week's? Thanks. And this is just, listen, this is real, folks. People are like, well, I guess we'll turn our guns into them. That's part of the enslavement program. They're going to take all your money and your pension funds. And that's not to prop up the economy. They plan to go over the fiscal cliff to bankrupt us on purpose. If they know when they raise taxes, it lowers tax receipts. They want us bankrupt. I'm going to shut up and go back to, he just dropped off. I wanted to hear what the officer said in the meeting. Man, these guys. I say, stay there. I'm going to go to you. And they hang up. Let's go to a police officer listening in Illinois. Dale, what's your take on all this?
How you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing good. I'll be quite frank.
Yeah, I can tell, my friend. Well, thanks for getting my blood pressure up, too. I appreciate it. Long story short, I'll get real quick. I happened to be at the guard ground. We've trained out there a lot. Happened to walk by the ammo dump, and usually they have ammunition signed up, you know, for the engineer. You know, I don't remember what the numbers are. Let's say the 123 Brigade or engineer and the 123 road construction division or whatever. You know, they have, you know, they've got it allotted that way. They had contingency ammo, almost 3 million rounds of .223 or 5.56 and 7.62 by 51 or 308, as most people know as commercially. Contingency rounds, I've never seen that. And I've been out there a billion times in my 25 years on the force.
Listen, I got to go to break 60 seconds. I give you my word. I'll come right back to you because this is breaking news. This ties into the 1.6 billion bullets bought in the last 12 months. They are gearing up for absolute civil war. Stay there. Don't hang up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.